This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and again, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, therefore, non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to guess who? Satan himself. We'll be talking about that in just a couple of moments. On the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Kavanaugh hearings and hearings on social media censorship demonstrate how Republicans run interference for commie Democrats. Just to show you that there is no difference between the two, I'm going to play audio for you in just a moment. If you've ever wondered or still have questions as to whether establishment Republicans in D.C. are running interference for the communists, then let me put to bed any doubts you may have. The clearest example came during the hearings to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and the Senator and the questioning of Jack Dorsey in a House committee meeting. The difference in how Republicans handled those of opposition in the Kavanaugh hearings and how they handled a journalist named Laura Loomer, who asked serious questions rather than playing softball with Twitter's Jack Dorsey. By the way, the CEO, the oversight seer of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, is a promoter of pedophilia, say volumes. And interestingly enough, they're trying to censor free speech. Now, let me just get to this. When you take a look and you take a listen, namely to those that are listening today, to investigative reporter Laura Loomer, who earlier this week went after Rep. Keith Ellison over the police reports and claims of two women who accused him of abuse, both verbal and physical. When the hearing's attendees were engaging in nonsense softball questioning of Jack Dorsey during a House committee hearing, Loomer stood up and began asking questions of her own. I want to go ahead and play this because I want you to decide for yourself as if this is how those that work for We the People should be treating We the People when we have serious questions concerning the issues at hand.
At least you're answering these questions, hopefully. We can get some more answers to these examples, and there are others like this that we'd surely like to have addressed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Nadler recognizes that.
Order.
We'll have order in the hearing room, or you'll be asked to leave. You'll, ma'am, if you'll please take a seat, or we'll have to have you, then you'll need to relieve.
Donald Trump, help us. Please help us, Ms. President, before it is too late, because Jack Dorsey is trying to influence the election, to sway the election.
What she say? I can't understand her. What?
Steal the election.
That's
This is your representative. Listen carefully.
I'm at a damn 12 and a half, 15, 7 and a half, $20, 2 and a half, 5, 7 and a half, 30.
Isn't that cute?
$1 down here, 2 and a half, 5, 35, 7 and a half, 40. Yep, $40, 2 and a half, 5, 5, 45, 7 and a half, 50.
This is how much they respect you, America.
Will you escort this young lady out, please?
Yep, 2 and a half, now 5, 65, 7 and a half, 70. Up, 2 and a half, now 5, 75, 7 and a half, $80 to 5, 85, 90. $800, 10, 10, 10, a quarter, 1 to quarter, 1 to half, and about 2, 2 and a quarter. Yep, 2 and a half.
For breaking up staged events by asking real questions, this is what your representatives did to one of his constituents. This is how much they respect you, America.
5 and a quarter, 5 and a half. I yield back.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that cute? And there are the people in the room laughing it off to their own demise. Laughing it off to their own demise, America. There is no difference between the left and the right. I am blue in the face with telling the American people that you're being played like a deck of cards by the circus of politics. Folks, this is called running interference. These hearings are nothing more than affirmations of censorship. All the while knowing that Twitter's Jack Dorsey, a promoter of pedophilia, advocating the censorship of free speech that may expose him for his crimes against we the people. And there they are, softballing questions. Folks, it's called platforming. They're scripted questions. They're not real questions that are being asked. Because they're on both sides, folks. They have the same jersey on. They're on the same team. This is nothing but a show to appease the American people, to shut them up, to say, well, listen, we've already questioned him. And it's interesting how the CIA-controlled media shares with you, America, that they're grilling. Our representatives are grilling the likes of the CEO from Facebook, the CEO from Twitter. They're not grilling anybody, friends. They're throwing questions that are easily answered to appease the American people. Nothing more, nothing less. And again, what we have here is Laura Loomer, who stands up, breaks up the charade, the little show that's going on for the American people, and starts asking real questions. And what does this representative of the American people, not the representative of special interest groups, yes, do? He begins to act as an auctioneer, to downplay the constituents that are there to get business done, to enforce the laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. And how is she treated? America, this is them against you, is what this is. This is not real. This is scripted. And again, it's called platforming. It's staged events to appease the American people concerning the issues going on in your country. You are being censored. Your representatives, your said representatives, are attempting to disarm you. They are alluring illegals into the United States of America. Folks, and it goes on from there. And America, I have a question for you. How long are you going to deal with this lawlessness? And again, I've said over the last week, make distinction in definitions of that of dissension and sedition. And you'll find that the sedition is not coming from those that are standing up against the lawlessness of the said representatives in the United States of America. You will see, in fact, that they are the ones that are acting out in a seditious way against dissenters. And what do? They browbeat dissenters, and that's exactly what you just witnessed with your own ears, America. This, again, is how your representatives are treating those that are willing to stand up and take a stand for you, America. Well, they sit there and kick the ball and the can down the road in hopes that you're not going to pay attention to who they're really working for. Enough is enough. We're going to come right back, friends, to non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. What a better way to tee it up, friends. I don't think there is one. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. I have you live for the next 2 hours.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E is my Twitter account, is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1. You want to jump over on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, do so. There's hundreds of videos posted giving you and educating the American people as to bring about the resolve concerning the issues lawfully. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. John 14:6. Check it out when you get a moment. You also have us as the number one radio show in the United States of America right now. And I just wanted to tell you, we appreciate that. Actually running through Genesis Communication Network. With that said, also remember, friends, there's 87 radio shows. So again, we appreciate your trust, and there's no better way to say it, but thank you. And we know that there's a lot of people that are out there willing to do what it takes to get the job done. As a famous preacher once said, if you want to bring about change, you're going to have to trouble the present. And that's exactly what we're doing. And the only way that you have to trouble the present, friends, and it's easy as this, just tell the truth in the time of deception. It's called the Revolutionary Act, friends. According to that of George Orwellian, right? And here we are today. Was he right? He's absolutely right. I also wanted to highlight a couple more radio stations that picked us up out of the great state of Tennessee. And I will be getting to those in just a moment here. And with that said, we're again going to be talking about non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil, and it is a fact. Matter of fact, it's pulling up right now. We're doing live radio. We're going to Tennessee. Just got picked up by three more radio stations there. Again, we thank you for your trust in Tennessee, and I'm going to give you a shout-out in about 5-10 seconds here once I get up to the T's here. Okay, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, there you are. WZNG, 1400 AM, Shelbyville. WBCR, 1470 AM, Knoxville. WPLZ, 95.3 FM, Pittsfield. And WAZ, 224, 92.7 FM, Chattanooga. As well as WSDT, Copperhead, 1240 AM, Chattanooga. And Saudi Daisy, we appreciate your trust. Again, thank you for entrusting us with the message that your listeners are taking heed to. So, again, thank you very much. And there is your shout-out, my friends. Non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Therefore, non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to Satan. Now, we got these brand new t-shirts. And by the way, if you've not seen them, please go to the Sons of Liberty Media store. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the store. They're brand new t-shirts, and my wife had them made. And when I looked at them, I just thought, whoa, we have Eric Hollander, who worked with Steven Spielberg, who does all of our artwork for the ministry here. And it's basically the statement, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Now, with that said, we have people say, oh, okay, Scripture, you have Romans 12:20 on there? Yeah, we're to overcome evil with good. Well, what about Romans 13? Wait a second. We don't need to talk about Romans 13 right now until we first understand Romans 20, keeping it in context. Now, with that said, we as the church, we as a people are to overcome evil with good. And nowhere can you find in Scripture God commanding his people to disobey him and give their allegiance to that of the arm of the flesh, tyrants. Nowhere. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. But yet you got people that are so dummy down, so ignorant today, so biblically illiterate, because they've been told Romans 13, by the hirelings and the whores and the pulpits in the country, in this country today. I mean, just keep in mind, the very ones that are preaching to you today, America, are the very ones that are withholding God's commandments when he said, thou shalt not kill, concerning the innocent in the womb, or even that of sodomy. Folks, they're the one, through their apathy and through their silence, advocating homosexuality and abortion and now Muslim infiltration. As a matter of fact, if you look to the Lutheran services, Lutheran social services, friends, you're finding now that it's the churches in America that are receiving federal grants from the federal government, using your money, friends, reallocating it by bonusing, by giving Judas a little kick, 30 pieces of silver, to betray its own people. By alluring the Muslims into the United States of America, by resettling them into America. This is the churches doing this, America. I just wanted to let you know that. But the greatest advocate to the homosexuals and to abortion in America and now Muslim infiltration is the professed church in America. And they're the ones telling you that you're supposed to submit to tyranny. Read the Word of God for yourself, friends. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where the Lord told us that we're to submit to tyranny. Nowhere. And yet when you tell them the truth, they act like you got a light blaring in their eyes, like a deer looking in headlights, like, what are you talking about? That's not what my pastor said. Well, apparently your pastor didn't read his Bible, right? And first of all, you shouldn't have a pastor leading your church in the first place. It should be an apostle, then a prophet, and then a teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Read it and do it and apply it. As I have preached for 20 years now, God is going to get your attention one way or another, friends. Americans have, to their own shameless, apathetic, intolerant ways, have not yet learned that those that preach tolerance only mean to dominate. Then they try to silence the good. That's what's happening. Even when the writing is on the wall. And for some reason or another, Americans feel that it still does not apply to them. Well, how's this working out for you, America? And today, like none other, the war against God, the war against the truth, the war against Americans' Christian heritage, the war against the United States Constitution, the war against the Bill of Rights, the war against God-given rights, the war against the veterans, The war against patriots and the war against we the people. The war against life itself. The war against morality and the war against family. The war against women. The war against the children. The war on freedom. The war on unity. The war on peace. The war on our guns. The war on health. And by the way, all this coming from your alleged representatives in Washington, D.C. and your local government. A good portion of it. Easily, hands down. This is what's happening in your country today. I mean, Americans and America's present state proves whom they are willing to submit to. And that non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to Satan. They're more apt to submit themselves to tyrants, the minions of Satan, than they are obedience to the God that they profess that they love. You're hypocrites. You're the worst of men. I mean, by looking at the history of our founding forefathers, and by judging as to how they responded to the tyrant King George, 4,417 miles across the pond, we can see that they had come to the point where they not only said, enough is enough, but they acted as well by throwing off his ungodly rule. Psalm 94, verse 20. Remember, they were the ones, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and that of Benjamin Franklin, that coined the phrase, the same thing said, friends, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Hey, folks, your representatives swear to uphold the Constitution with their hand on the Bible. They swear to uphold the laws found in that Bible and in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, if you would like to reaffirm what I'm saying, go ahead and look at your state's preamble. It all starts out acknowledging what I'm telling you right now in the God that gave the word, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thomas Jefferson, who was the chief architect of the Declaration of Independence, said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You know, going back to the first segment, to my wife's t-shirt, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It was the church members, the church goers of America that had a problem with the statement. I had to go out there and say, do you know nothing of your founding era? Do you know nothing of what your founders established? That's all you have to do is read the Declaration of Independence. There's four references to the God of Israel. If you'd like to see what their fathers established, go ahead and read the Mayflower Compact, and it smacks nothing of the Christian church and Christianity within itself. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. They act like you're at war with government. No, we're establishing government. We're at war with those that mean to overthrow the law. America, again, make distinction through definition, sedition and dissent. It's been something I've been highlighting all week, and it's important that you look up the definitions, because you'll find those that you call representatives that are acting seditiously against those that are dissenting. Let's set the record straight. Read 1 Kings 18. Be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. George Papadopoulos, the first Trump campaign foreign policy aide to be sentenced in the special counsel's Russia investigation, will spend 2 weeks in prison. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a professor who was suspected of being an operative for the Russian government. His defense lawyer, Thomas Breen, says Mr. Papadopoulos was just doing his job.
He was loyal to the Trump campaign and more specifically to Donald Trump, his chosen candidate.
Just hours before sentencing, the president saying on Air Force One he didn't remember him.
I don't know Papadopoulos. I don't know him.
Starting last weekend, cops in New York City are no longer arresting people for smoking marijuana in public. Now Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez wants state law changed to make it easier to vacate past marijuana convictions.
There's a lot of conditions. One of the conditions that you have to not be convicted of another crime in the last 10 years. I think that makes sense.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Okay, you ready for this? I'm going to try to do it in one sentence. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are live across the country, broadcasting into over 100 affiliates across America. Thank you for your trust. And we're also broadcasting into 53 countries as well. Now, ready for this? What we're talking about right now is non-resistance to tyrants is obedience to evil. Here we go. The war against God, the war against the truth, the war against America's Christian heritage, the war against the United States Constitution, the war against the Bill of Rights, the war against God-given rights, the war against the veterans, the war against patriots, the war against we the people, the war against life, the war against morality, the war against family, the war against women, the war against the children, the war on freedom, the war on unity, the war on peace, the war on guns, and the war on health, all coming from your said representatives. Now, keep in mind, your representatives are there on your approval, because, again, we are the government in this country. Now, what we're highlighting right now is resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, and I'm asking you, friends, who said that? And then I'm coming in right behind that and giving you the answer. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Ben Franklin added, rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. I mean, just think about this. This is your founding forefathers. And when you read that Declaration of Independence, folks, what is it? Three quarters of that documentation is your forefathers throwing off tyrants, those that would not be ruled by God, period. John Adams, Robert Livingston, and Roger Sherman all echoed these sentiments. As a matter of fact, in 1776, a short time after the Declaration of Independence was adopted, the same committee who were assigned to the draft, namely the text of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin, were also assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. Now, does anybody know what that official seal is? 1-866-582-9933. I'm asking you the question, what was the official seal designed for the United States of America? 1-866-582-9933. Benjamin Franklin's proposal is preserved in a note in his own handwritings. Listen carefully. Moses standing on the shore. This is Benjamin Franklin. Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who is sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head, and a sword in his hand, raised from a pillar of fire in the clouds, reaching to Moses to express that he acts by command of the deity, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The motto inscribed on the seal was, "Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God." It's the first committee's design for the Great Seal. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to question what I'm sharing with you right now, I'm open for it. Please go online and check out Google First Committee's Design for the Great Seal, and you will find exactly what Ben Franklin proposed. Now, how many have been taught that in the United States of America? Furthermore, how many know that all the way up until 1961, you had to graduate Bible courses in the United States of America before you could even graduate public high schools? And furthermore, schools across America had to know George Washington's farewell address, where he said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Now, what happens when the people fail to obey the God they profess that they love? Well, then they get the war on God, the war against the truth, the war against America's Christian heritage, the war against the United States Constitution, the war against the Bill of Rights, the war against God-given rights. You get the point. You get the point. I've said this so many different ways and so many different times, friends, from so many different angles. And I guess that's the art of radio, saying the same thing over and over a different way every show. And the fact of the matter is, the word remains the same. The word of the Lord endureth forever. We are where we're at today because of what we tolerate as a people. But it's not what our forefathers established. They were not hearers of the word, friends, without being doers of the word, deceiving themselves. No, they showed you their faith by their works. Read James 2:14-26 when you get a moment. Know who you are. Know where it is that you came from so you know where you're going. John Adams, the second president of the United States, later described Jefferson's depiction of the Great Seal. And by the way, when we're talking about John Adams, we're talking about the Colossus of Independence. Scripturally speaking, we're talking about a prophet here. When we're talking about Thomas Jefferson, we need to keep in mind that we're talking about a teacher here. When we're talking about George Washington, there's many books written on the Apostle George Washington. And you'll notice in Scripture in 1 Corinthians 12:28 that it was first the Apostle George Washington, secondly John Adams the prophet, and thirdly the teacher Thomas Jefferson. God had his church in a reign. He had it allied, friends, when he established our country. You need to understand that. And it's also interesting to know that they were used to establish the branch of righteousness through David. And what was that? Read Isaiah 51 verse 4. Okay? And these are the things that I keep referencing throughout my radio programs. But I want you to listen to what John Adams later described Jefferson's depiction of the Great Seal. He said, "Mr. Jefferson, the third president of the United States, proposed the children of Israel in the wilderness, led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And on the other side, Hengst and Horsa, the Saxon chiefs, from whom we claim the honor of being descended and whose political principles and form of government we have assumed." Now, one thing people do need to realize When we speak of Thomas Jefferson, he was influenced by English deists. He was raised Anglican. So we need to hold to Scripture here and not get up or get caught up into the doctrines of Thomas Jefferson, where he may have erred a bit. And I'm not saying that he's erred here in any sense of the word. I'm just saying that this was his opinion. And the Bible says that a little leaven leaveth a whole lump. And how can two walk together lest they be agreed? I want to stick to the Christ here and be of one mind and one accord and one judgment, the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:12. Read it when you get a moment. But listen to what our founders established. They didn't accept America, which you're accepting today. They threw it off. As a matter of fact, love him or hate him, Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, listen, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. And Americans are so foreign to this. Okay, now, I'm just getting this right now, and I'm just going to give it to you as it comes. Okay? Because I'm going to always give sway to the Holy Ghost here. This is a word of encouragement and exhortation to those that are doers of the word and not hearers only. I was just talking to a friend yesterday, and I want you to listen carefully to this. Because this will give you a prime example of what you're dealing with across the country. Though you are under the judgments of God. Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. A friend of mine called me yesterday and he said, Bradley, I went and I stormed a party. And it was the DNC's party, and it was a promotion. And what was it promoting? It was promoting new candidates for positions in government, namely in the state of Minnesota. He said the governor was there, Governor Mark Dayton, which is an empty suit, along with his empty head. Okay, number one, he's voted the worst senator in U.S. history, by the way. Okay, number two, Keith Ellison was there. He was also called down by people that were exposing him for his crimes, alleged crimes concerning his domestic abuse against not one woman. Now a second one has come forward who wants to, by the way, run for the attorney general's office so he can bully other people into subjection as well. And then we had the mayor from St. Paul, and then we had another candidate there as well, all on the Democratic side, just to show you again, friends, what you're dealing with. He said, Bradley, when I stormed this party, he said, I almost couldn't believe it. He goes, I expected there to be a lot of people. He said, there was no more than 60 people there. He said, there was about 18 to 25 protesters, which almost bumped up concerning half of the people that came to see the governor, Keith Ellison, the mayor, and another individual. And he said, when I began to confront them for their crimes against we, the people, another one was Ahan Omar. She is the representative of the Somalians in Minnesota that wants to go to American insurance companies today and basically pull money for the families of those whose husbands have left Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of ISIS against we, the people in this country. She wants benefits for them. Well, he went over to confront her. He said there was a vapor behind her. He went over to Mark Ritchie, the former Secretary of State. He confronted him and told him who he was and began to confront him of his crimes. He said he was out of Dodge like that. He said, Bradley, he goes, they didn't know how to respond to me. He said they're not used to people confronting them. They're just used to basically browbeating at will whom they will. America, be encouraged, because what's happening in this country is their cruelties are swelling our ranks, and there are brave souls across the United States of America that are willing to stand up and take it to those that mean to destroy our country. And I want you to listen carefully. He said this. To reiterate the point, they didn't know how to respond. He said they're only used to browbeating people. He said, but when you do it to them, he said, they're gone. That's exactly right. Did you hear me, America? You're fighting the media. You're fighting the lying media in this country. He said, as a matter of fact, WCCO Channel 4 was there. He said they were filming me. He said, so I decided to take my camera and turn it on them. He said the cameraman took off running. Folks, you need to understand, dismantle the corruption in media, and you're going to dismantle the corruption in government, both at the same time. Dismantle both of them lawfully, and guess what? You're going to regain your country when you put the right people in the right places that are willing to serve we the people and tell you hard things regardless if you like it or not. It's like Josiah, when he discovered the law, he tore off his clothes and he said, this is what we must do. And it's established the moral law in this country again so we can understand what freedom and what freedom is all about that our forefathers established over 242 years later. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It was some time ago that I actually brought forth the word, and it did very well, by the way, too, and I appreciate that. But it was an article that I wrote called God Judged Sodom and Gomorrah Because Men Refused to Keep His Commandments in Dealing with the Wicked. And I started that off, that article, with Charles Spurgeon, and he's the Prince of Preachers from England back in the 1700s. And he said, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. And I'll say that again so you can dissect it. How ridiculous to overlook judgment. Remember, evil men understand not judgment. And if you take it to Proverbs 28, where it says that, friends, you'll also see that those that forsake God's moral law, they praise the wicked. Okay? And the people that usually don't want judgment are those that are praising the wicked. Digest that. Charles Spurgeon said, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Now, is a cop supposed to overlook judgment because of kindness because he pulls over some grandma that's going 90 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone? Does he kill justice, friends, because of kindness? or does he actually bring forth the execution of the law to judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate? Which one? Well, if the cop loves his country, if the cop loves his government and he loves his freedom, guess what he's going to do? He's going to enforce the law to the fullest extent against the criminal, regardless of who they are, because of the severity of their crime. It's just an example. Now, I often see and hear the professors of Christianity today walking contrary to the Word and the Spirit of the living Christ. Read 2 Corinthians 3:6. We see this. This is prevalent in America big time today. Matter of fact, you're seeing the hierarchies in the said church in America today throwing their towel on homosexual marriage. You see them throwing the towel on abortion. You see them throwing the towel on everything when it comes to their responsibility, as if to suggest that God's just going to give it a pass because they said that they couldn't do anything about it. No, just the opposite is true. And it's how willing they are to overlook judgment when it comes to the crime, namely that runs rampant in this country. And then on the other hand, how willing they are to show compassion to the criminals while overlooking the victims. Why? Because, again, evil men understand not judgment, Proverbs 28, verse 5. Now, if you receive, not only receive, but read the preceding verse, you will see that Scripture tells us that they that forsake the law praise the wicked. I need to just stop there, right, just for a moment. Those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Isn't it interesting that politicians, they may throw in the word Constitution every once in a while, but you need to understand that they rest in the fact that the American people, for the most part, know nothing of that Constitution, that they themselves are, in fact, tearing down in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly image. Okay? With that said, friends, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. The American people today, without a doubt, are praising the wicked. I see it all day long. I see it when people are talking about how, again, Trey Gowdy was in the news the other day, the great appeaser, the great American appeaser, Trey Gowdy. He talks big, but he doesn't do his job, does he? We never see him actually bring forth indictments and charge criminals like Hillary Clinton and those that covered up Benghazi and Barack Hussein Obama and other criminals such as that. Nope, the fact of the matter is he's an appeaser. He's there to appease the American people into believing that, listen, if nobody can do it, Trey Gowdy can. And if he can't, then Jason Chaffetz or Daryl Issa can do it. No, friends. They're plants. They're players. And when you stand back and allow these lawless individuals promote nothing but a show in the circus of politics, you need to keep in mind that you are guilty of praising the wicked because you have forsaken the law. Now, let me take it a step further. If you knew the price paid for our freedoms, would you allow or tolerate anybody in the smallest jot or tittle to violate the laws that hundreds of thousands have fought, bled, and died magnifying or ratifying with their own blood? Would you allow it? Now, you know, let me give you a better way of saying this. What would you think of those that would go to Arlington Cemetery and desecrate the memories of those that fought, died and bled, killing off the likes of an Adolf Hitler? Well, guess what? You're accepting this all day, so you're just as guilty as if anybody you'd point your finger at today, because the American people today have been conditioned to accept the desecration of the memories of those that fought, bled, and died because of their lack of knowledge of history and in the present. You know, American people have accepted today in this country to go ahead and accept a president to work for special interest groups rather than the American people. That's not what our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against. You have conditioned yourself to tolerate what our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against. You have allowed them to trample their blood every time you allow them to violate constitutional law without fail. And it should offend you at every given step, every time they lie, every time they steal, every time they exaggerate a point, every time they talk political rather than constitutional, every time they just look the other way, like the current administration is today, concerning the censoring of free speech, concerning gun rights and the Second Amendment in the United States of America today, friends. People today are trying to figure out, why is this guy MIA when Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are censoring the voice of the conservatives? They're trying to figure out why the President of the United States of America isn't piping up, why he's not standing up and playing out his part as the Commander-in-Chief. He's not there to gather or garner the approbation or the consensus of men, friends. He's there to do his job, and his job is to make reference to God's moral law and establish law by enforcing the law against the right, right? And justifying, or I'm sorry, the wrong, and justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked. You're not seeing none of this. Now, friends, just so you know, on a side note, now they're talking about going attacking Syria again. And by the way, that was talked about right after September 11th. And if you remember, General Wesley Clark said, these are the five countries we're going to hit, said the military-industrial complex, over 16, 17 years ago now. And so guess what? Syria's next, and they're going to try to cast into your minds that Syria needs to be dealt with, friends. Your government first needs to be dealt with. Your corrupt officials need to be first dealt with. Your corrupt media first needs to be dealt with, friends. Your corrupt institutions and agencies need to be first dealt with. Before you want to go clean someone else's clock, clean your own. And that's exactly what Scripture teaches us. But again, when you see it the way of the current administration without the reference of law, you are praising the wicked. Because you like him better than you like the law, you are praising the wicked. And see, this is the danger of political parties and affiliations as well. And furthermore, let me make one more point. You know, it's funny to me when people call me up or they have a problem with me saying anything about the current administration, I would just sincerely ask the question after they tell me how they're Christians and they're constitutionalists. I'd ask them the question, I didn't know in Scripture that we were to follow a man. Isn't that where we always get in trouble? Yeah, we're supposed to follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. We're not supposed to follow man. Read Isaiah 30. It condemns the arm of the flesh. So you might want to get your own doctrine straight before you start telling me how I'm supposed to get mine straight. Why? You know what? I am for the law. When those that serve we the people uphold the law, I'll stand with him tooth and nail against anything that opposes it. If he tears it down, or if he compromises it, or he diplomatically wants to go ahead and work around it, folks, I'm going to be the first one to stand against him. I don't care who he is. And if you do, that's your problem, because God condemns that mentality. And you are a judge of wicked thoughts, by the way. The fact of the matter is we're supposed to follow the Christ. And if you look to our forefathers, friends, keep in mind the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven, not appeal to the tyrant King George. No, that was some in the Congress that wanted to go ahead and compromise the stance of those that gave you the independence that you have today through the Declaration of Independence, John Dickinson, so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is, friends, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven with the flags that were flying. They appealed to God. They didn't appeal to man, though they did their best to make peace on God's terms with man, but man failed to do that, so therefore they had to throw them off. Again, read the Declaration of Independence and read the Mayflower Compact when you get a moment. When we come back, we're going to highlight this, friends. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. I'm going to show you in Scripture, friends, over and over and over again, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, examples of exactly what I'm talking about today. Because what you have been talked out of, I want to talk back into you, and that's concerning your history and knowledge of the Word of God. I want to turn this around and convert your thoughts to the Word of God. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, hour two coming up in just a couple minutes. Hang on with me.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.